He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth drama.
Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, in the building. As always, Dick Hugger's in the building, hip hop's in the building, everything that's hardcore and real in life is in the building. Thank y'all for listening. Want to make a few announcements, of course, and before I make the announcements, I want to say that, hey, break us off a call. 646-929-2037. You want to holler at me? You want to get at me, whatnot? Let me know what's good for the night. You know, you like what we're talking about here? Break me off a call. Also, if you're just too afraid to go ahead on and break off the call, you know, you can hit us up at smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com. And if that's too much for you, you just want to keep up with the events, whatnot, and that shouldn't be too much for you because, hey, y'all grown up. Well, majority of the people, they have grown up ages. I don't know if you had grown up. That's on you. But you can keep up with us, current events, whatnot, by texting the word smooth drama to the number 41411. Also, because this is the last week, absolutely positively the last week for you to get your shot at going to the new CB Entertainment Summit. People, don't be hot. Right here in San Diego. In order to win them two tickets, not one ticket, two tickets. See, I can count. One, two. $100 each. All you got to do, text the word smooth drama to the number 41411 for a chance to win them two tickets. Get to holler at your boy, hang out. You know, we do our thing, whatever. Get to holler at Butter. You know, you think you got a chance at being Butter's new love slave. Hey, holler. Once again, this is the last week. We will be making the announcement Tuesday night on who the lucky winner of the tickets are. So, smooth drama. 41411 from your mobile device. Look forward to hollering at you Tuesday because you win, we're going to break you off a call. So break out your mobile devices. Get your thumbs into it. Get your text on. Text it up, text it up, text it up. You know, and we'll be making that announcement Tuesday. Speaking of Butter, unfortunately, she's not going to be here again. No. Butter's in transitional phase right now. She's not feeling good, whatnot. She may call in. She may not. You know, it depends on how she's feeling. But as always, I'm going to be here. We're going to make it hot. Starting off with, it's not necessarily hot. And I don't understand how people think it's hot. You know, the people who are doing that the Naked People event, I'm not understanding it. It's kind of weird to me where you can go see naked, well, not naked, but dead people. They have dead people in sexual poses. Now, why would you do something like that? I don't know. And the people who want to see it, I don't know about you. I think something very well may be wrong with you. I could be wrong, but I just don't think it's a good idea for them to have naked folks with dead bodies naked and sexually compromising position. Growth. That's all I can say. Just growth. And as always, thinking about sexually compromising positions. It's not necessarily a sexually compromising position. This is more of people doing things that they shouldn't be doing. Nah, I'm not going there. You know, I'm trying to feel comedic, and I'm just not feeling comedic right now. Maybe I will a bit later, but I gotta talk about this. You know, I was gonna go through the whole hater of the week and go through, you know, the different haters, and like we always do, we have our hater of the week section. But this shit's been on my mind for a while now. The Florida man that's held in Haiti and he's charged and his family slain. This dude, for those who haven't heard, Misak Damas, 33 years old. Let me stop right here and say, because my parents listen to this show sometimes. Pop, if y'all are listening to the show, you might want to turn the volume down a little bit because I'm about to say some inappropriate language. I don't want mama hearing it and calling or telling me something about it. But I kind of have to do it. So I'm going to give you a couple seconds, Pop, get to that speaker. Turn it down a little bit, turn the headsets on, whatever. Anyway, this motherfucker, Misak Damas, and I don't care if I'm saying your fucking last name right or whatever, his punk ass killed his wife, Gerline Damas, Saturday, along with their five children. No crime of passion. This punk ass, bitch ass, punk motherfucking, this dude stabbed a wife and slit his children's throat. And let me keep it going. Once again, he stabbed her, killed her, and killed his five children, slitting their throats. But what makes it, I don't think you can make it too much worse, is the fact that this motherfucker had the nerve to say, hey, I didn't kill myself. I was too afraid to, because if you kill yourself, you can't go to heaven. Yes, I said it, because he said it. He said, I didn't kill myself because you don't go to heaven if you kill yourself. I'm like, homie, I don't think you're going to get there. Whatever heaven whatever religion, God that you worshiping, I don't think they're going to have you. You killed six people who didn't deserve to die. The five children, Meshach, Marvin, Maven, Megan, and Morgan. Ages 9, 6, 5, 3, and 11 months. You cut their throats. And talking about you didn't kill yourself because if you kill yourself, you don't go to heaven. You don't have to worry about none of that. And then he comes out and says, I'm ready to die now. What I did was wrong. And just so I make it clear here, the dude killed his family in Florida and then went and bought, he had bought a one-way ticket to Haiti. A one-way ticket to Haiti. So he planned the shit. Now, I don't think you're going to get too much worse hate than that. Now he's saying, of course, bury me with the kids. Why? Bury me with my family. No, you don't even deserve to be buried. You know, he's one of them dudes that they should bring back the old Roman cross torture for it. Hang his ass up on the cross, just let him die on there with the birds pecking on him and people throwing shit at him. I mean, I would personally fly down there just to throw some rocks at his punk ass, you know, for doing some shit like that. You know, it's one thing, you know, if he'd have just been a guy that just left the family, you know, just leave the family, go to Haiti, do your thing. But no, he had to kill them. And I don't understand that one and will never understand that one. It's disgusting to me. People like him are the reason why I support the death penalty. You know, I know there's a lot of folks that are like, death. No, see, people like that don't deserve to be in society. And not only do they not deserve to be a part of society, they don't deserve appeals and the whole I'm gonna live my life out. Oh, I'm contrite now. I'm become one with God. No, they don't deserve the chance to be on death row for 20 years. I mean, he don't deserve 20 minutes of my tax dollar money prorated. Y'all feel me? We should not, people like that, they just need to, you know, expedite it. You know, if you kill them, you got to go. And that's it. You know, drop him in the den at night, maybe even, like, just take him to the zoo. Drop him in the thing with the lions, whatnot, or in the with the gators, whatnot. Let them chew his ass up. Get it over with real quick. Just saying. As you know, we spend money, taxpayer dollars, on this dude, and people like him, who serve no benefit, bring nothing to the table society-wise. There's no rehabilitation, nothing. It's just garbage walking. And you, I hate to even call you a fellow fucking human being because your ass was not human for doing some punk shit like that and then cowering out and not killing yourself. You get no love here. And I hope that, you know, they give you the needle or whatnot, he gets caught in, you know, chokes you up, or they fucking, you know, electrocute you, or somehow, some way, somebody breaks into your cell and beats the shit out of you. Am I advocating violence? Yeah, I really think I am. Waste of money. Just get it over with real quick. Speaking of waste of money, I'm gonna go back to being Dick Hugger and having fun again. I'm sorry, but I read that and I just had to talk about it because it's pathetic. People like that are pathetic. They back to fun. Not that this is fun, but going back to the prison and wasting our money and whatnot, there's a imprisoned cult leader who's on a hunger strike. And he hasn't eaten since September 11th, and he stopped accepting water a few days ago. Dude's name is Wayne Bent, and he's serving a 10-year prison sentence for sexual misconduct with two underage female cult members. Yeah. And so what Mr. Bent, the freak of the week that he is, says, accepting the food from the state is like bowing to an idol. So instead, he wants his cult members to bring him home-cooked food for the rest of his prison sentence. This Wayne Bent is the leader of the Lord of Our Righteous Church, which is located in Union County in New Mexico. he's on the hunger strike because he says the prison food, he's not eating it because he's not bowing down to the prison idols. But he will take home cooked food from members of his congregation. Wow. And the judge on Wednesday said, they of course denied his request, which if they did, I was gonna have to drive to New Mexico and look for this judge. District Judge John Pope denied it, and he, I guess, allowed him to drink orange juice that was brought from his followers. But what John Pope did is he said that the state can foresee this. Now, me, myself, no. Why, if dudes don't want to eat, why we gotta make him eat? I don't see what the big deal is. If somebody doesn't want to eat, you can't make them eat. So this old molesting ass wants to not eat. Wither away, homie. Wither away. Not making it. You start making accommodations for this dude and talking about you gonna feed him? What? Are we serious? You gonna force feed somebody who don't want to eat? And this is not from a disease. This is a convicted criminal who's making the conscious choice to say that, you know, your food is not good enough for me. I'm only going to eat the food from my followers. You know what? I wouldn't deny him the food of his followers. Like, hey, if they visit him, they give me food, maybe we'll let you out, maybe. But I wouldn't feed him. I mean, hey, as I look at it, that's more money in my pocket. And if we think about it, really, it's we're taxpayers, once again, paying for people like that. Why the hell should we do that? Don't want to eat? Don't eat. Cool. And on that note, we're going to take a station identification break. After this message, we will be right back.
Together you got to smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. Unfortunately, Butter Pecan is not going to be able to make it tonight, but we shall move on. Now, you know, I read something that had me cracking up. There are a few former and current NFL players, football players, who will donate their brains to a Boston University program that researches sports brain injuries. I guess it's a good cause. I don't know. I don't know if it's not necessarily help. I guess you study a brain that's inside of a body that's been smashed up forever in the day. I don't know. That seems really weird. If y'all think it's weird, if you got any opinions on anything I've discussed so far, feel free. Break me off a call. 646-929-2037. Once again, that's 646-929-2037. And, of course, if you're too shy to break me off a call, you can email me at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Also, once again, last chance to get at those tickets that we'll be giving away Tuesday night, right here live, 9 o'clock. Text the word Smooth Drama to 41411 for a chance to win those tickets to the new CD Entertainment Summit. And also, so you can keep up with me and Butter and what we at the Smooth Drama family are up to. You know, you get to find out which way Butter wipes when she leaves the bathroom, and which nose side I go in first when I'm picking my boogers. I don't know. Important stuff like that. Keep up with. Yeah, that was nasty. But now we come to one of my favorite parts of the show, where we talk about dumbass. Know what I'm saying? The people that do shit that we just don't understand. Cool. Cocoa Puff. You wonder why they do it, and you just wonder. So, starting off with dumbass number one, which was a man who is facing charges after his four-year-old child swallowed cocaine thinking that it was candy. Three boys and a girl, all of them 4 years old, were taken to Beth Israel Hospital from the Clinton Avenue Daycare Center in Newark, New Jersey, after a teacher noticed one of the kids had a small plastic baggie in her mouth and saw that it contained a white powdery substance, which she figured it was cocaine, and she called the hospital. And so cops came, and they looked through the pockets of other children, and they found that there were more baggies, and they found out that they were later determined to be cocaine. And the child's father was identified as 25-year-old Shahid Wright of East Orange, New Jersey. He stashed the drugs in his son's pocket after a near brush with the police. And he told the kid that, hey, it was candy. So, of course, the kid goes to school thinking he has candy. I got candy. Other kids want it. And they go for it. Dumbass. Dumb. Diddy dumb. 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 Now, thought that was dumb. We have in LA, they have a revenge for hire business. You know, two women in Los Angeles decided, hey, you know what? We gonna start a revenge business. So what they did is they start this business up, and it's for revenge, and it's $35 to $250, depending on what kind and how much revenge you want. You know, like flyers, all kinds of different humiliation. And to make it even worse is not only do they have the revenge business, and the name of the business is Alibis and Paybacks. Alibis and Paybacks offer a live hotline service for those who want an excuse to skip work or who need an alibi to give a spice, a spouse, or who want to break a date without looking like a flake. They also have the cuss out line. And this is a service which allows one to anonymously tell another person off. Now, that is a very dumbass. Not getting too much more dumbass than that. One, I guess I'm not going to necessarily blame them, because, hey, if you can get some fools that actually want to, participate in that, you have to call and pay money to get an excuse to get out of work, like, I'm sick, just it don't cut it no more, you know, and, dumbasses. And if you are a customer of that service, you are a dumbass. In my humble opinion, maybe other people don't agree. If so, let me know, 646-929-2037, or email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Now, there's a guy in Sweden, and supposedly, you know, Sweden is one of those Scandinavian countries where the people are smarter. But no, it's not looking that way. There's Ragnar Bengtsson of Stockholm, Sweden, who is trying to train his body to lactate. How is he doing this, you might ask? Say, Dick, he's trying to lactate. And for those of you who do not know what lactate means, lactate means he's trying to produce milk. As a male, And he's doing it. No drugs. Which would be gross, by the way. But he's trying to do it the old natural way. He is using a breast pump. And, yeah, he's using a breast pump to try to pump out milk out of a male's body, and he is not using the lactating drug. He's just thinking that it's naturally going to come out. Dumbass, I got news for you. It's not gonna happen. But I don't have any problems calling you a dumbass. Woo! Lactating. I guess next he's gonna try to just get pregnant. Tell us how that's working out for you, homie. Jonathan G. Parker, a 19-year-old from Fort Loudoun, Pennsylvania, who, while he broke into some people's homes, decided to get onto their home computer and get on Facebook, checking his Facebook on the people whose house that he broke into computer and forgot to log out. Jonathan G. Parker, dumbass. he got on Facebook, did log out. Of course, they saw him. One of the people who reside in the house recognizing said where he lives. Police came and got him. Mr. Parker, you stupid. You know, I dumbass might be too smart for you. It just might be too smart for you. I mean, I might be raising your IQ up 10 more points than it should be. Oh, my goodness. And, as always, I saved the best for last. Last but not least, whatnot. As the Costa Mesa Fire Department, Costa Mesa being the county here in Southern California, they responded to a call of a trapped penis. a Mr. Broussard was bragging with his friends in the gym. Hey, I'm gonna make my dick bigger. So he placed his penis through the hole of a steel ring shaped dumbbell weight fastener. And the friends, you know, they said his comment was, "This will make me the chief of my tribe." So what ends up happening is the blood stops flowing, and it caused his penis to swell to the point that the device could not be removed. So when they arrived, They tried to, the doctors tried to convince the man he needed immediate treatment. To which he was like, nah, I got it. But, of course, they eventually won out by telling him, hey, you're not going to be able to get this off unless you let us get this off. So, they brought in the surgical saw, and they cut through the inch-thick ring. I guess, which caused, and it was so thick that it caused sparks to fly across the room during the 2-hour process. And they also put a little piece of metal in between the collar and his dick. You know I am dick hugger. His penis, so that if it slipped, it wouldn't cut it off or cut it. Yeah. Memo to people out there. Don't put your dick in metal objects. Don't think putting your dick in metal objects will make it bigger. I know I hear the whole size matters whatnot, and I'm sorry for those. Well, that individual, and those out there who feel like they're not packing quite the punch they feel they should be, I'm going to say, try some Enzyte or whatever the hell else is out there for you to try to make it bigger. I mean, there's all kinds of penis steroids out there, so do it like that, don't metal. It's nasty. Sounds nasty. And I'm sure it was worse. Now what? Not only him being the dumbass, but the people that were with him, watching, whatnot. I'm sorry, but if my homie breaks out his dick like, look, I'm going to make my dick bigger, I'm going to break out. Maybe it's me. Maybe I don't understand. I'm not quite feeling the whole I'm making my dick bigger deal. It's not high on my thing to do. Or see. You know, another man trying to make his dick bigger by squeezing it out, whatnot. And if you stay there, it was having a fun time watching your homie put his dick in the metal ring and squeezing on it. I think something's wrong with you, and you are a dumbass too. Just, once again, my humble opinion. You know, metal in your private area is probably not a good idea. Just for the record. And so with that, people, that is your dumbass for the week. People, that's a cuckoo for cocoa. You know, lactating men in Stockholm. No, you're not meant to lactate. It's not for you. You know what I'm saying? You know, breaking into people's houses and just opening up your Facebook. That's not smart either. That kind of makes you a dumbass. People who participate in revenge services, hotlines, to cuss out people anonymously. Shit. You just can't cuss on your own. You need to pay somebody to cuss. I do it every day going back and forth in the car. Much less talking about I'm gonna pay somebody to let me cuss them out. That's what I got kids for.
Did I say that? Anyway, on that note, we gonna go for another station identification break. After these messages, we'll be right back.
Together you guys, from the
welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. Oh, man.
Can I get an applause for that? Can I get some clap?
Thank you. Very much. I feel good now. One of the bloggers called Ghetto asked me, what am I smoking? I am smoking my oxygen blunt, homie. It's some good shit. You should try it. Gets all up in there. Woo! Try it sometime. Now, of course, I'm a conspiracy theorist. I've been a conspiracy theorist for a while now. I think there are a lot of things that go wrong in the world, and when I read stories, whatnot, I always think of who really benefits. Like, I read that in Denver, Colorado, there was a library that had to be quarantined and fumigated because they had bed bugs. And they're saying that people know little tiny bed bugs, but being bed bites you, eat you all up and shit. So the guy put the bed bugs into the books to preserve the rare books. And he put it in the book, so he, you know, I guess some of the bed bugs fell out of the material that had been returned, and they just infected the whole library. And I guess this came from 69-year-old Denver resident Roger Goffney, who I guess checks out historic books, you know, sometimes 200 years old, and I guess he's archiving them online in an effort he calls the Gutenberg Project. And when he brought the books back, the bed bug came back with them. That just means that he has bed bugs all up in his house. Now, on the surface, that seems, you know, I guess logical. You blame an old man for, you know, old man with bed bugs, whatever. Dick Hugger doesn't quite believe that. Or maybe I can just spend it just for the sake of spending it. Who's to say that it's an old man, old 69-year-old man who is messing up books? I'm going to say, because as you stargazers, you know, astrology people know, this is the age of Aquarius. Enlightenment and all that is going on. And during the age of enlightenment, dumb asses, like the ones we just got through talking about in our last segment, can get a little mad. I mean, as everybody knows right now, nerds have kind of taken over. Nerds have taken over. So, cool people, quote-unquote cool people, who can't read whatnot, what would be the first place they would try to mess up? Trying to get back at the nerds or whatnot. You know, that whole balance of power. They mess up libraries and other places where nerds and alpha nerds like myself hang out. You know, people who like to read. You know, of course, people who can't read are always hating on people who can't. Never make that mistake, because they are damn dummies. And dummies hate. I'm just saying, I can see it. You might not see it, but I can see it. Just like, as part of my love movement and my conspiracy theory concerns, I like to pose different questions, whatnot, on what ifs, whatnot. You know, as longtime listeners know, I support marijuana legalization. I support legalization of prostitution. I think you can help make an issue better if you educate people. And legalization is the start of the education process. That's just me. I got a new calling. Well, not a calling. But I sat up and thought about it. You know, we talk about stress relief, whatnot. If people had more sex, whatever, would that make, you know, the world a better place? And I thought, hey, if we're doing that, why not talk about polygamy? Yeah, polygamy is that bad word. Yeah, we hear about polygamy all the time. You know, it seems to be a political fable. Somebody did this, somebody did that, the wife's got to suffer, whatnot. Now, I know some of you HBO viewers, you see that show Big Love, whatnot. It's about the Mormons, whatever. Now, today is actually the day in 1890, the Mormon Church, who, of course, along with Muslims, are always associated with polygamy. Well, on this day, September 24th, 1890, the Mormon Church officially renounces polygamy. And, of course, that helped them become state 6 years later, you know, because Utah achieved statehood in 1896. Now, what I'm saying is this. Is polygamy that bad? Now, of course, people are going to say, polygamy, are you talking about the whole, you know, a dude with six wives that he can't satisfy, whatnot. See, understand me and feel me here. When I say polygamy, I am talking about not only men being able to take on extra wives, I'm talking about women being able to take on extra husbands, whatnot. Follow me on this. You know, I personally think that if there were more husbands and wives in the equation, whatnot, like, you know, people meet somebody, whatnot, they won't get with them, whatever. You know, they fall for them, whatnot. Now, it's called the fair. But if polygamy is allowed, legalized, it's not necessarily a fair. It's dating, courting, family talks it over, boom, you got a new addition to the family, a new wife or husband. Now, let's think of the benefits. First and foremost, one, you know, that I saw about marriages that don't work, you know, people lost the fire, whatnot. You got that dynamic. Now, of course, we know that family, whatnot, you know, that there are some things that would need to be worked out, whatever. But a lot of times, you see people, Rick Pitino comes to mind, where he had to go and have his sexual liaison bumped off, allegedly, to his trainer, as she alleges that he paid the trainer to marry her so that he can keep her around, whatnot. We don't know if it's true or false, but hey, in my world solution, he could have just brought her to the family as a, hey, this might be a wife, and, you know, we get along, whatnot. Boom, they make it happen. Another case is, of course, ex-presidential, Democratic presidential hopeful John Edwards, who, of course, if you don't, you haven't followed it, he had to drop out of the race because he fathered a child to his mistress, whatnot. Well, supposedly, now, his campaign aide says that Andrew Young, who was his former aide, said that he knew that John Edwards knew all along that the mistress was carrying his child, and he asked his and Mr. Young to claim Riel Hunter's child as his. Mind you, Mr. Young was married, whatnot, so I guess he was like trying to shift the blame from himself, you know, for presidential politics preservation of his chances to win, to what? His aide, who is quote unquote nobody. Then after he broke down and ended up not running for president, whatnot, he dropped the aide, fired and whatnot. Now, what I'm saying is this. Well, first, that's a cold-blooded shit. You know, you're going to ask another married man to take the heat for you. And then you're going to drop a man, whatnot, not treat him right, whatnot. It's, you know, if you're going to get somebody to do some illegal shit for you, hook him up at least. Once again, if he could just marry another woman, he wouldn't have to do all that. He could have just married her, claimed the kid. Kid wouldn't be a bastard. Wouldn't have to go through all the trials and travails that that child would more than likely have to go through as John Edwards' illegitimate child. You know, and for those women who are hot to trot, as they call it, you know, you have an assortment of men that you can have at your disposal. As well as for those men, hot-blooded men, you have an assortment of wives, as long as you can take care of them. You know, to bounce off of. I think one is bringing the divorce rate down. I think two is to take the cheating down, because he already got extras. He ain't got time. He ain't got no time for no extra woman. He got miles to feed, and, you know, he got good loving to give out to everybody. No time for extra. He's with his loved one. Just a thought. You know, that's the whole perception versus reality. Now, perception versus reality. Discrimination. was discrimination, was not discrimination. We've talked about the Church of the Jedi here on the show before. It's a religion. It's, if not mistaken, it's close to like the fourth most popular religion over in Britain and whatnot. It's big. So, there was Daniel Jones, the founder of the International Church of Jediism, was told he couldn't wear a hood while shopping in Tesco, which is in Wales, which is in what you call Great Britain. They told him, you know, hey, you can't wear the hood. He claimed that his religion, which he allegedly has 500,000 followers worldwide, states that he should wear the hood in public. And so now he's in thinking about taking legal action. Now, of course, some folks will laugh, whatnot. You know, and it's funny to me how people laugh at some people's religious beliefs while, you know, espousing their own. And it's like, no, you don't have the right to laugh at other people's religious beliefs, just like, you know, people laugh at Scientologists. I don't laugh at anybody's religion. Hey, it's what they believe. And if the tenets of their religion say this and they're not doing anything that's breaking the law, I think you should respect said religious practices. Doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. It's not for you. It's for them. You know, now, of course, we think of the Star Wars movies, and they're like, oh, well, they basing off a movie. Well, all I know is this. I'm just going to say that I don't think the one you call Jesus had anything to do with bunny rabbits that lay different color eggs with chocolate in it. I'm just going to put that out there like that. So, while we're throwing stones at other religions and other people's religious practices and whatnot, look in the mirror. Because some of the practices that so-called main religions practice, I mean, the whole killing people so you can go to heaven, suicide bombers, people who killed abortion doctors, whatnot, in the name of life. You know, think before you start espousing being better. Because at the end of the day, it's about loving one another. It's about becoming one to people. And I'm gonna leave on that note. Y'all take that to heart. It's not about your differences. It's about what you got in common. And on that love note, going into the weekend, go Saints. Hope y'all have a great weekend. And I will see you guys Tuesday. We're gonna get them tickets away. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'm Dick Hugger. I'm out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama. Smooth.